Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Monday, November 13th. Operating rooms are completely out of service at Gaza's largest hospital, where staff, patients, and thousands of people sheltering are trapped inside from heavy fighting. That's how the situation at Al-Shifa Hospital is being described by aid agencies and health officials, as hospitals across Gaza are running out of electricity and supplies during the ongoing bombardment of the territory. The director at Al-Shifa says premature babies are being wrapped in foil and placed next to hot water in a desperate bid to keep them alive. But Israel's prime minister says he thinks the patients should simply leave the hospital.
There's no reason why we just can't take the patients out of there instead of letting Hamas use it as a command center for terrorism, even though Hamas has tried to prevent the civilians from leaving.
Speaking to CNN's Dana Bash on Sunday, Benjamin Netanyahu accused Hamas of using the hospital and civilians as human shields. But he refused to answer whether he would take responsibility for failing to prevent the October 7th attack. Congress is barreling towards yet another potential government shutdown on Friday. House Republicans are now putting forward a two-step plan to try to keep the lights on. The first bill would extend funding until January 19th and includes funding for things like Veteran Affairs, Transportation, and the Energy Department. The second bill would then keep the rest of the government going until February 2nd. But some major sticking points include deep spending cuts and the fact neither bill includes funding for Israel or Ukraine. The plan hasn't had a warm reception, least of all from the White House, which calls it a, quote, recipe for more Republican chaos. CNN's Kevin Liptak has more.
The House Speaker was something of an unknown to the White House when he was elected. They are still developing that working relationship, but certainly the White House wasted no time in panning Mike Johnson's proposal to keep the government open, saying in a statement, with just days left before an extreme Republican shutdown and after shutting down Congress for 3 weeks after they ousted their own leader, House Republicans are wasting precious time with an unserious proposal that has been panned by members of both parties.
When I go back to Iowa, it will not be as a presidential candidate. I am suspending my campaign.
That was Senator Tim Scott, who's out of the Republican presidential primary race. Speaking with Fox News last night, Scott said he, quote, ran for president to be president, adding that, quote, being vice president has never been on my to-do list. The announcement came as a bit of a surprise to Scott's donors and aides, with two people close to his campaign saying they were not given advance notice. But Scott's presidential prospects had been dimming in recent weeks as he struggled to break through a crowded primary field. Former fashion mogul Peter Nygaard has been found guilty of 4 counts of sexual assault in a Toronto court. Yesterday's conviction comes after a 6-week trial where Nygaard was accused by 5 women of attacking them in a series of incidents from the 1980s to the mid-2000s. Prosecutors say a sentencing hearing will be set later this month. The 82-year-old is also facing charges in the U.S., including for sex trafficking and racketeering, but local media report he's appealing extradition. CNN has reached out to Nygaard's attorney for comment. Coming up, new tax brackets courtesy of inflation.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
The IRS has just released the new income tax brackets and standard deduction amounts that are adjusted for inflation. These are the numbers that are going to be relevant for most Americans filing their taxes in early 2025. An economist at the Tax Foundation says the IRS makes these adjustments annually, designed to help protect taxpayers from the effects of inflation. But another tax expert says it doesn't mean there'll be any extra money in people's pockets, though, but rather that it'll just help Americans avoid paying higher taxes. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.